producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. John, that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect down there at GCN. Appreciate the help today very much. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. We got about 350,000 friends interacting on a daily basis just through internet. And we appreciate that very much because we know and understand the price paid for liberty, so therefore we must respond. Because again, friends, we understand that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. It was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And that's how we say thank you first to God the Father for the Son Jesus Christ through his sacrifice, and also all of our veterans and the hundreds of thousands who fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, we are blood bought both in the spiritual and in the natural, just saying. Folks, before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to let you know that you could also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, our Twitter account is Bradley double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, you have us for 2 hours, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we go back to our founding documents and we hold to them. We hold firm to them. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. If you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? And that's exactly why we stick to the foundations, folks. I don't care about opinions. I don't care about... Folks, everybody has one. Everybody has an opinion. And I don't want to hear their opinion. I want to hear facts. I want to know what got us to the position as to where we're at today, 238 years later. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And why is that? I mean, folks, when you begin to look at nations that have changed over and over and over, namely their constitutions, folks, we still are stuck on our first constitution. And I'll tell you why that is, because when you look at each state preamble in all 50 states of the United States of America, it acknowledges, guess who, friends? God the Father of the Mosaic Institution, in which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. If you don't believe me, go ahead and check out your state preamble. How does it start out? That's all I have to say. And if you'd like to check out the founding documents, go back to the Mayflower Compact, go to the Declaration of Independence, go to the Constitution, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, go to the Bill of Rights, friends, so on and so forth. If you'd like to go to the Federalist Papers, you can do that as well. Or the Articles of Confederation, which was a constitution, it was a pre It was a document that was laid out until we established the Constitution. So again, look at our founding documents, and friends, again, what we do is we lay all that on the Bible, because we know, as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the seventh president, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and right on, right on. So therefore, friends, we have the mind of Christ, John 14:6. We follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and that's exactly the plan that we're going to stick to, because we know that he established, he has shed his grace upon us, and by saying thank you to him, we're going to fight for everything that has been bestowed upon us, both in, again, the spiritual and in the natural. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What we're going to be talking about today is everything that this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. Friends, I want you to hear clearly as to what I'm saying here. Everything that this president is doing and has been doing is benefiting ISIS. And what you're going to find, friends, is there's nothing new under the sun. Dictators all do the same thing. They figured, you know, it's been 40, 50, 60 years now since the last dictator that everybody knows about, named Adolf Hitler. It's time to go ahead and repeat history. Well, these dummies and the people that subject themselves to these dummies, friends, don't realize that if we don't learn from history, again, friends, what's going to happen is history is going to repeat itself. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do today. But again, going back to those founding documents, what does the Word of God say? The Word of God says that the covenant of hell shall be disannulled. The covenant of death shall be disannulled. And it also tells me, friends, that the Word of the Lord endureth forever, and the seed of the righteous is forever. So guess what, friends? 6,000 years later, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. Like Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, the church may be the anvil, and the world is the hammer, but notice, it's always the hammer that needs to be replaced, never the church, because we in the church understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And folks, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up, shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're also going to be talking during the second hour, a list of Islamic terror attacks planned and or accomplished in the United States that Barack Hussein Obama himself, along with his criminal administration, has covered up. Yes, you have been right. Yes, you know who the enemies are, friends. They are not without, they are within. But we have been warned over and over and over again, first from Scripture, not to be deceived, and secondly, from our forefathers, namely James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you are being destroyed from within, not without. And America, if you want to take responsibility, that is the only way out. And the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're going to be talking about that second hour, but before we get there, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have some interesting stuff being uncovered right now. As a matter of fact, if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, they just found yesterday, someone posted this online, and I watched the video, and I thought it was rather interesting because, folks, of course, what they're doing in front of your face, they are so emboldened now because of the apathy of the American people to go ahead and do whatever you let them get away with. Well, guess what, friends? They're emboldened to continuously go forward in their crimes concerning we the people by usurping, by operating out of their scope of authority, by assailing the Constitution and we the people and our Christian heritage on a daily basis. Well, if they're not doing it directly in front of our faces, friends, you can rest assured they're doing it behind your backs, because they are. But interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, is the Obama administration trafficking in illegals or refugees through the UPS flights and then moved on buses? You can actually see the video of this transpiring. They even went so far to follow the 30 buses where these individuals jumped on. But why are they going behind the backs of the people through UPS? We're going to come right back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got Bradley Dean.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to give a quick shout-out to WVBG 1490 AM. Again, WVBG 1490 AM in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And WPBBQ, 1240 AM in Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you for your trust. I just wanted to give you a quick shout-out before we get back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-582-9933. Someone asked me today, they said, Bradley, I listen to you all the time. And by the way, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays and the number two radio show during the week with Genesis Communication Networks. We totally appreciate that. But she'd asked me, she said, I listen to you all the time. She goes, I don't hear very many callers call in. And I said, well, first of all, we're dumping a lot of information on people. Second of all, I have the Constitution right next to me, along with the Bible right next to me, namely in my mind and in my heart. And if I was to debate on the radio, I would have people calling in all day long giving their opinions. But I don't care about your opinions, and no more than I care about my own opinion. And why do you say that, Bradley? Because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law. And what liberates in this country, the American people, is not opinion. It's law. And as long as we abide by the law and know the law, guess what? We're going to remain a free nation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free from sin, because when we go to Matthew 1:21, it tells us that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, violation of God's moral law, not free to go ahead and use the grace of God as licentiousness or lasciviousness. So when people say, well, Bradley, I want to know, why are there not a lot of callers? Folks, we're getting calls all the time. We vet the calls first and foremost, and I want you to understand I'm not vetting the calls to make sure that I don't get anybody to contend with me. No, I prefer people to contend with me. I prefer that they call in and contend for the faith. But the fact of the matter is people understand when they listen to this radio show that I'm not giving you my opinion. And people understand that I am giving you factual information. And see, the problem that we have in this country, friends, is the fact that we have left the facts, which are stubborn things, John Adams rightly said, and we have taken on opinion. As a matter of fact, conservative radio, for the most part, survives on the fact that they're giving their opinion. When you listen to any major conservative outlet, friends, you can rest assured the reason they're not making reference to the Bible and or to the Constitution is because that's how they survive. It's gossip. It's like the National Inquiry minds need to know. I have no time for that. What I have time for is fighting for our country and winning our country back and winning our freedoms, which we still have because America, again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We just need to love this country enough and say thank you to those that sacrificed themselves to give it to us, to actually respond to what they gave to us. And that's how we survive through eternal vigilance. That's how we are going to remain as a people. So when we ask people to give in a call to the Sons of Liberty at any time, they can. But I want you to understand that first and foremost, friends, I want you to understand the people who have refused interview requests concerning this radio show. I want you to know who they are. Because I am going for the gusto every single time. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota will not get on the radio with us. Rob Boston, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they will not get on the radio with us. And I'll tell you why they won't get on the radio with us. Because of what the law says. The law exposes them for their communist ideologies and their tactics. Okay? The ACLU will not get on the radio with us. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, the witch herself, will not get on the radio with us. Senator Al Franken, yes, the joke's on all Minnesotans, he will not get on the radio with us. Terrell Clark, opponent to Michelle Bachmann for Congress, she will not get on the radio with us. Minnesota Independent, a communist pro-homosexual outfit, will not get us or get on the radio with us. The GLVT, the organizers, GLVT, by the way, doesn't exist. They won't get us. They won't get on the radio with us. Council on American Islamic Relations will not get on the radio with us. Joel Salmanis, Human Rights Campaign, he will not jump on the radio with us. Out Front Minnesota will not get on the radio with us. Kevin Jennings, Barack Hussein Obama's Safe Schools are the pro-homosexual himself who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education, will not get on the radio with us. Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe and Drugs Free Schools, U.S. Department of Education, Kevin Jennings. Westboro Baptist Church will not get on the radio with us. Keith Ellison, the pro-homosexual, pro-Muslim congressman from the state of Minnesota, he will not get on the radio with us, but he'll go around and he'll talk about me, friends. San Francisco Police Department, on the count of Larry Brinken, a human rights activist, a pedophile who's now in prison for committing crimes against children and trafficking pornography, child pornography back and forth, the San Francisco Police Department would not return that phone call concerning Larry Brinken. Media Matters, George Soros owned, all five members of them, they would not get on the radio with us. Right Wing Watch will not get on the radio with us. Folks, we've called these people. So I want you to understand why people, namely these people, they blog about the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and myself, Bradley Dean, but they will not call in on live radio. And to be honest with you, friends, if I was them, I wouldn't call in on the radio show neither, because what's going to happen is they're going to be uncovered right there on the spot. Now, listen, when the New York Times did a piece on us, when CNN did a piece on us, when MSNBC came after us, folks, we responded to every single one of them, but we required and demanded a public forum where everybody could see what was going on. And the reason they will not pull me out on live radio or live television where I can respond is because, friends, our founding documents expose who they are. Just so you know. But I do get death threats. I just get, matter of fact, someone called last week on the radio show and threatened my wife and said she'll burn. See, what these dummies don't realize is we're recording everything that they do. And then we turn it over to the authorities, which just happen to be friends of ours concerning the authorities. And then what we do is we put them on notice and let them know we're not playing games. Next time you do something like that, we will press charges. See, folks, I don't have time to play games. We're losing our country, and the way that we lose our country is we play games. As a matter of fact, when I was a little kid, they used to have recess. And I was the only kid, friends, that wouldn't take time to go play with the other kids. And the teacher came up to me and said, "Bradley, why is it that you're not taking your time to go have recess with the other kids?" And I looked at the teacher as a little kid and I said, "Teacher, I don't play. I don't play. I'm having a little fun with your friends, but the fact of the matter is, I don't have time for it. And if someone wants to threaten my wife and threaten me and put my house up online and government harassing me doing public high schools, friends, I have no problem letting you know what's going on. But I want you to know, and I want my enemies to know, that I'm not going to live my life where I'm afraid of you and I'm not dealing with you, because the law is on my side and God is on my side. And I'm commanded to be the light that reproves your darkness and exposes you for who you are, because, friends, anything out of what I just said is the very reason this country is being destroyed." So going back again, friends, why do people not call in? They call in all the time. We vet them. We want to make sure, friends, that when people call in, they're asking something that's legit, and it's also going along with what we're talking about. So at any time you would like to call in and you want to stick to the story, you want to add to it, you want to take away, maybe you have something that you want to add to what we're saying on a different topic, but it may be in parallel as to the topic in which we're talking about, have at it. We love that. This show is about you. It really is. And it's also about exhibiting leadership. And it's not about just hanging out behind a mic. It's not just about writing on a piece of paper and playing the paper tiger. No, it's about there being with the people and actually doing and preaching the gospel. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. A preacher one time said this. He said, "You know, go out there and preach the gospel to the whole world." And he says, "If you have to, use words." Exactly. We want to let the world see Christ through our obedience to Him, because He said that he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And going back to what a Navy SEAL's father told him, he said, "Never live your life where the enemy's not afraid of you." Folks, America, you are on the rise, and I'm talking to the righteous. Because those that think that they're going to stand out there with a wooden, blunt sword without Christ, you're in trouble. I don't care how righteous you think you are. Without Christ, you're worthless to both man. Hey, the devil can't even use you. I'm talking about the righteous. I'm talking about those that are standing up doing the stuff. Never live your life where the enemy doesn't fear you. And you better bet your bottom dollar the enemy is afraid of the fact that you will actually stand up and go further than just talk about what needs to happen, but rather you'll stand up and do something about it. And in America, you're beginning to do that right now. And I high five you 100%. Folks, we're going to come back right after this. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back. We're going to hit the topics, and we're going to get online here, okay? Be right back on the other side.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, the communists, for those that did not know, have a slogan that when your enemy, basically in dealing with your enemy, that if you feel mush, the communists teach their people to proceed. Continuously conquer your enemy. But the communists also know, friends, and your enemy also knows, no matter how hard they want to be about it, is the fact that if they feel steel, they teach their people to retreat. See, the reason the enemy is conquering today is because of a sinless state in America, a weakened state, no spiritual power with the God from on high, the God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, but when they feel your steel, they'll retreat. But when they feel mush, they proceed. You know, it kind of reminds me of back in the 80s when Herb Brooks, he was actually from Minnesota, as a matter of fact, took the hockey team, the U.S. Olympic hockey team, all the way to Russia, and they ended up winning the gold medal. He taught his hockey players, he handpicked his hockey players, and he taught them that you're going up against the greatest hockey team in the world, hands down, no question about it. And he said the only way that you're going to beat this team is through discipline and taking their game and shoving it right back down their throats. And folks, you need to understand, and in this country right now, your enemy does not mean to just be a socialist. He means to destroy your country. And I believe that's what's happening in this country today. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, right before I got on my last segment there, interestingly enough, I was highlighting, is the Obama administration trafficking in illegals or refugees through the UPS flights and then move to buses? Folks, you can watch the video of this happening. Filling off a UPS airplane, filling up over 30 buses. Why would they be doing something like that? Because they already know that the American people are beginning to push back. They're beginning to stand up and say, no more. Enough is enough. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we also have Whoopi Goldberg. She said, Hitler was a Christian, and Christians can be dangerous and violent. Christians are dangerous and violent to who? To those that violate moral law. Just like the cops are, just like the military are, just like the purpose of government, and the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, not to teach them to violate law like this lawless criminal administration. And who better to say that Hitler was a Christian than Whoopi Goldberg herself, who's had abortion after abortion after abortion after abortion. Folks, Hitler was no more a Christian than the devil himself. Keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. As a matter of fact, that's what got him crucified. Read John 15. See, but this stuff goes out there, people, and it goes unanswered because people don't know the word enough to actually make distinction between that which is true and that which is untrue. Whoopi Goldberg strains at the gnat while she swallows the big, big camel once again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama threatens veto of legislation to screen 10,000 Syrian refugees. Why? Folks, these are advancing armies only meant to plunder your nation. That's all this is about. He's the guy that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. It's exactly what the American people have allotted him to do over the last 6 years. As a matter of fact, friends, just to prove the point, sonsoflibertymedia.com, yes, Obama just did admit he is a Muslim. Watch the video once again. Now, folks, keep in mind, again, just as a reminder, especially to the new listener, keep in mind Barack Hussein Obama, before he became the president of the United States, mysteriously, after 144 days as a senator in Illinois, mysteriously goes overseas to Europe, calls for a new world order. We played that audio several times for you. Then he comes back from his tour in Europe calling for a new world order, just like George Bush. And then he said he just got off a 57-state tour. And America laughed about it to their own demise. There's 57 states in the Muslim nation, friends. Everything about this man is un-American. He's not one of us. There's no getting around it. His administration from top to bottom is criminal. His czars are unconstitutional. That which George W. Bush since 2011... I'm sorry, 2001, September 11th. Since September 11th, folks, you have been the ones that have been under attack. And I could go through all of that, but go ahead and download the podcast over the last week and a half. We've been staying the topic here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, retired Lieutenant Colonel, we must destroy these nations that are breeding ISIS. We're going to get to that in a minute. He said, kill 10,000, save a million. Folks, what happens when these people come into countries? They plunder the nations. They tear down churches. They rape the women and children. And then they want to kill each other. It's the doctrine of devils, America. But this is perfect judgment. We've talked about this several times as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's jihad against Americans. Of course it is. He's entertaining America's sworn enemies within and without. He's allied with your enemies worldwide, America. I got another video I'm going to highlight, and then we're going to get over to everything this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. There's a video I've never, ever one time asked anybody on my radio show or any of my outlets to go watch this video. You have to watch this video with this much emphasis. Folks, this is the video you need to watch. Muslim refugees, this could be the most disturbing video you will ever see. You tell me when you're looking, I just seen a brand new number concerning the refugees, 97% of them are men. You tell me where they're hungry. You tell me with their brand new clothes on how they're lacking. You tell me how they're suffering when they're coming over to the countries that open up to them and welcome them as to why they're destroying those countries and attacking those people that are there to help them. Because they're not refugees. They're not victims. This totalitarian method's been going on since day one under this criminal administration, along with the atheists and the homosexuals, and right on the heels of the homosexuals, none other than the Muslims. Friends, your enemy's not playing games. It's time 318 million people stand up, watch this video, and understand what you are dealing with. Because, again, America, this is perfect judgment upon a wicked nation. And, yes, I'm speaking about America. And yes, I'm speaking about America. I was on a radio show just the other day. Lanny James is his name, from down south. Really cool guy. Kept asking me, Bradley, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I said to him, how do you justify what's happening in this country? You have 318 million people that stand down and less than 1.6% of the population through the state-controlled narrative and their lies, their CIA-controlled lies, are trying to push you down to instill fear and oppression, to paralyze you in the face of 1.6 million people. I'm sorry, 1.6% of the population. I said to Lanny, I said, America's been entertained out of her freedoms because she cares more about a football, a pig ball, and a bunch of men running around with tights on, fighting over that pig ball than they do their freedoms. I said, you now have a Senate, you have representatives throughout the United States of America, America, listen carefully, that know that organizations such as Planned Parenthood are dismembering babies and selling their body parts, and yet the Senate themselves failed to defund Planned Parenthood. America, did you know that you're paying for doctors in America to decapitate, to dismember baby part, to dismember babies, to sell their baby parts? You can go online and actually buy baby parts, friends. This is the government that you have allowed to remain in Washington, D.C., in the capitals. They refuse to defund, and America is complaining about what the Muslims are doing through decapitation, dismembering. Folks, what's the difference? Look at what they're doing overseas. You're allowing doctors to do it right in your own backyard to the equivalent to 3,000 to 4,000 times a day in America. And that's all the President of the United States of America has to do is defy, because there's nothing outside of defiance concerning this administration. That's all he has to do is stick his finger up at you and say, you know what? Go take a hike. And guess what the American people say? I'll go turn the TV on. I'll go to a movie. I'll go to a football game. They're only doing, America, what you're letting them get away with. Let me say it again. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. That's all. And do keep in mind, I want to make sure people understand what I'm going to say next. Again, the government derives their just powers from the consent of we the people. You are the government, America. So while you're complaining about the government, really when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, you are simply looking at the individual that you have allowed to dictate at will. Barack Hussein Obama is your reflection, America. If it wasn't the truth, then why is he still there? You know, everybody's talking about their presidential candidates coming up here. And I want people to understand how corrupt you are, because I wonder at times if our wound in America is not incurable. But I do have hope, and my hope is in Christ. Don't take me out of context. But it's interesting to note that all the way from Ted Cruz to Rand Paul to Marco Rubio, who's not eligible at all to become the president, Jeb Bush, who, folks, there's no credibility to this clown at all, to the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton, to any other representative, from Daryl Issa to Trey Gowdy, to any other representative, folks, and I'm speaking of presidential candidates along with the good guys and those that represent us, how come not one of them has actually drawn up the articles of impeachment? America, why has not one of these representatives or these presidential candidates, why have they not drawn up the articles of impeachment? It tells you how corrupt you are, because every single one of them is derelict of duty. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ah, folks. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Been talking about and highlighting Sons of Liberty Media.com. But, you know, I was just thinking I could go on for another segment, but I got to get to my topic here. I know I got 2 hours, but I'm a long-winded brother from another mother. And I was just thinking, when I was talking about the conservatives, there's some points that I miss every once in a while, and I'll get the thought, and I got to come back to it because those bunny trails are important for people to understand. You know, folks, I think the good news for America is the good news here for you, America, concerning the conservatives of the day is Rush Limbaugh has now come out. The guy that's been married how many times? He has Elton John, a homosexual that's married to a man over in the UK who adopted a little baby for him and his husband, sing at his wedding. Rush Limbaugh now, folks, here's the good news. Rush Limbaugh is now telling the American people. Here's the good news. Rush Limbaugh is now telling the American people that Barack Hussein Obama is dangerous. Oh, thanks, Rush. Man, whoo, I got that conversion, boy. But as long as Rush is saying it, here you have all of these conservatives now paying attention to what's going on. Folks, if you had Michael Peruka, the former presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party in 2004, told us, if you had in a conservative meeting, if you had Ronald Reagan in one room and you had Jesus Christ in another, he said Jesus would stand there alone. They would all run over to Ronald Reagan. Oh, it's true. See, that's your problem, conservatives, right there. A conservative has roots in the Christ, who is the salt who preserves and stops the putrefaction of society. Conservative has meaning. Patriot has meaning to uphold dying laws. And Christian, patriot, and conservative are all in one. But what you have been dummied down to believe is the conservative of the day. Man, they're the ones that give us the answer. No, look at their moral level, friends, as to where they're at and what they're willing to do. Yet again, America, 78% of you professes Christianity. And speaking of which, outside of Rush Limbaugh, now telling us all, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama is dangerous. Hello. Hello. Judge a man by his fruit. Hello. First week he should have been impeached and he should have been indicted the first week of his administration, folks. He should have never got there in the first place. But guess what? The conservatives didn't vet the individual. But thank you, Rush. We appreciate that. Ah, man, as long as Rush Limbaugh is out there, man, I feel safe and secure in so many different ways. Now talking about the Christians, here we have none other than Glenn Beck himself. Again, folks, I am not trying to put their light out to make mine brighter. I'm not doing that. I am simply doing my job. And I'm doing my job by telling you this guy's foundation is so messed up. Everything that comes out of his mouth, it seems like his head is spinning. I can't wait until it stops and it looks forward, because I need to know who the guy is. Folks, Glenn Beck crying on television and on his radio program now tells the people that he will do whatever it takes to import illegal Syrian refugees into America. Apparently, Glenn is not paying attention to what's going on in Europe. Apparently, it sounds to me like Glenn is either paid to do what he does, or he is just a useful idiot unbeknown to him. But folks, you want to talk about being stuck on stupid? This is the guy that also is telling the people in America that, you know, that we're all over with. We're all done with. Well, you know what? That's good for you, but that's not who I am. Because it's not how big the dog is in the fight, it's how big the fight is in the dog. And I'm telling you what, as an analogy, I have a big brother that kicked the enemy's backside big time forevermore. Amen. Blessed be his name. His name is Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. And I don't see any fat ladies singing, America. But it's interesting how these guys are going right along with the state-run narrative in one way or another, giving up sovereignty at every step of the way. Remember, Glenn Beck is the one that said, oh, there's no big deal with homosexuals getting married. Oh, my gosh. When you advocate what God condemns, you're done for, America. You will be judged. You don't go ahead and advocate whatever you will outside of God's commands. Read Psalm 19, verse 11. By them thy servant is warned. Do what he tells you not to do and then expect to prosper. Sin is reproached to a nation everywhere and anywhere, not just America. But maybe some of these people ought to look over to Europe right now and tell me how that's working for them. Because when you look into Europe, they're advocating everything and anything that God condemns. And isn't it interesting? They're the first nation to be plundered, America. God said he would turn that nation into hell. Guess what's happening? Look to Europe. Look to Canada, folks. My goodness. So we have Glenn Beck crying about how the conservative Christian, Mormon, by the way, a self-professed Christian, crying over these Syrian refugees who 97% of them have been found out to be what? Men. With brand new clothes on. Look like they've been raised up as a nice, healthy stock of corn, man. I'm telling you what. Not one of them looked out of the ordinary. They're plundering armies. They're advancing armies, and they're paid to do what they're doing, friends. That's why they're plundering nations. But, again, without further ado, let's get over to everything that this administration is doing and this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. Now, keep in mind, friends, before we get going on this, that we have to go back again and study the past, because every one of the dictators have done this in the past. They used the system of terror. They've used the system of terror. And again, I got to throw this in there. The word terrorism defined in the Oxford English Dictionary means government by intimidation. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. What have you seen from this administration through totalitarian means? A government by intimidation that is pushing what? Terror. Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, who killed millions and millions of his own people after he disarmed them. She said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Now, I also want you to understand that when you read Leviticus 26, that you will find perfectly that God said, when you fail to keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments to do them, he said, I will even appoint over you terror. America is under judgment, no question about it. He also said, I will appoint those over you that hate you. How many times have you heard the conservatives say, why does this man hate us? Folks, what it comes down to is not that so much Barack Hussein Obama hates you. He hates himself. He's self-condemned. That's the devil for you, right? But the fact of the matter is I hear this all the time. God bless America. Yes, God has blessed America. Now, America bless God. That's what America has failed to actually execute, is blessing God through their obedience. See, they love God so much, they disobey him at every turn. Now, I'm saying that to say this. It's not so much that you're hated, it's America, you hate God. And hate, defined out in Scripture, is disobedience towards God. And it also tells us that we're not to hate our brother, and what we're to do is to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. And if we don't do that, guess what? God equates that to hate for not doing what he commanded to do, that we might be free from the blood of all men. So again, keep in mind, friends, it's America. Why do you hate God? That's what this comes down to. And because you've acted out in such a fashion through apathy and tolerance, mainly, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's why, America, you're under judgment for what you have tolerated. It's for what you have tolerated. That's why you're under judgment. And this administration is a perfect example of what Americans are willing to tolerate. That's why he's there. Just like John Calvin rightly said. He was John Calvin, the Calvinist, you know. He's the guy that said, rightly, love him or hate him, he was right in what he said, that God allows wicked rulers over a nation that he needs to judge. Okay, so we got that out of the way. See, folks, what I want to get to is everything this president is doing is benefiting ISIS, and it is. Because what I see now is the state-controlled narrative, which is operated by the CIA under their control. This is the fact. But the state-controlled narrative is changing a bit due to the fact that these useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, under Stalin's regime, they needed useful idiots to initiate what? Communism. These useful idiots through the state-controlled narrative, the news anchors and these outlets who have been playing the stooge for this administration, are now beginning to come to the realization that the game they seem to have been playing is not a game at all. It's not a game at all, friends. As a matter of fact, it appears that the lawless in America who have been cheering on this administration through tolerance and apathy are now beginning to see the severity of this criminal administration, and they know that they had better get on the right side of heaven or the game will soon be over, and that game will be over for all of us. Deuteronomy 30:19. See you on the other side of Hour 1. Coming up to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation and analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.